In the late 1700s, George Washington set out to redesign the grounds of his Mount Vernon, Virginia estate. He envisioned a new style of landscape, American as opposed to British. Of the dozens of species of trees he planted, many have died. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, horticulturalists are now working to preserve Washington's landscape, as well as gain more general knowledge about trees.
George Washington's botanical experiment today brings together two people with a mission. Jared Millarc grows trees and calls himself a patriot. Frank Moen, a plant physiologist, is interested in genes. Their passion brings them to the foot of a 217-year-old tulip poplar on the grounds of Mount Vernon. The way up is by cherry picker. Jared Millarc straps on a harness and lifts off.
Right now, what we're doing is actually going up into one of George Washington's original 13 trees that he planted here, and we're going to go up and gather some genetic material that we'll need to clone this big tree.
The task is simple. They just need to cut off some buds of new growth. The purpose is twofold. Only 13 of the 70 trees Washington planted on the mansion green remain. So Jared Millarc wants to clone the trees and reforest the grounds. Frank Moen wants to figure out why the remaining trees survived so long.
Are we ready to pull out some branches over here?
Yep.
A branch falls to Moen's feet. His straw hat goes cockeyed. He pulls out his Swiss Army knife and with a practiced hand cuts off a bud the size of a pencil eraser. He's been doing this kind of work for 50 years.
That big fat one that's nice and green will not do. It's going to take the skinnier one above it.
The Mount Vernon mansion peeks through the tree branches, and a steamboat chugs down the Potomac. Jared Millarc is in awe.
It's breathtaking. It's absolutely beautiful. It is really incredible to think that, you know, a few hundred years ago, one of our founding fathers was on the same piece of property and doing a lot of the same things, you know, in his gardens and by experimenting. It's really incredible.
Frank Moen embraces the spirit of experimentation. The retired professor wonders about the secrets locked in the genes of the trees. Why did this tulip poplar live when so many others died?
What is it about that tree, the genetics of that tree, that has allowed it to live that long and survive and still be in a fairly healthy state? There's some genetics there. We don't know what it is, but there's something there, and therefore, if we allow that tree to eventually die off, we have lost that gene pool. So by cloning him, we will be able to maintain that gene pool, and that's exactly what we're doing.
The National Tree Trust is organizing the project. They're forming partnerships with research organizations to study tree genetics. Mount Vernon's chief horticulturalist, Dean Norton, hopes the science has advanced, but he's most interested in reforesting the acreage surrounding the estate. Norton explains they look deceptively healthy from above.
But if you look closer, you'll find nothing underneath them growing. So as these older mature trees die, there is nothing to replace them.
This is an assault to George Washington's vision. Diary entries from 1784 make that clear. Washington penned detailed instructions for future plantings and maintenance. Norton says his heady accounts reveal a great curiosity of botany.
He was always looking, reading. He was looking for people that could help him. And he always questioned his knowledge on these things. But you know what? He experimented. He failed. And he succeeded. He was great. And when he succeeded, he shared with others.
Now, Jared Millarc hopes to share his work with Mount Vernon. He'll take the buds cut today back to his family's nursery in Michigan and graft them to sapling trees. In about a year, he'll plant the clones here. For today, the work's done. Millarc lowers the basket of the cherry picker to the ground and steps out with his hands full of buds, tiny growths of wood that will preserve history and perhaps advance science. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Mount Vernon, Virginia.